Welcome to Beyond the Classroom. I am your host, Mike Harris. This is a show where we talk about everything educational. We're going to take my 35 years of educational experience, both in junior high and high school, science teaching, working with homeschool folks, as well as I was a founder and director of a charter school for the past 22 years, where we taught college prep and also vocational prep. So I'm going to take that, hopefully give you something that would be worthwhile for you to know. This week and for the following few episodes, we're talking about school choice. School choice not in the sense of politics about school choice, but in what can you actually do. Today we'll be talking about homeschooling. A little bit later we'll talk about charter schools and then public schools as well as private schools. So to start with, homeschool. In California, there are three kinds of schools. There are public schools, private schools, and what are called non-public schools, which are really paid for by the public. Non-public schools are for a very small percentage of the population of kids who usually have significant disabilities or things that they just can't fit into the regular public school. So we're not going to talk about those folks. But we have public schools and private schools. Private schools you pay, and public schools you go. Public schools are run by local school boards and have state standards usually on what goes on with them. Private schools are to teach equivalent to what the public schools teach, but you have more leeway. Obviously, they are run by private entities, whether it's a religious entity or a corporation or a board of directors. Well, in the public school world, again, we have the neighborhood public schools, and then we also have what are called charter schools. Charter schools are apples, oranges, bananas, and kumquats. They are all different. They are local experimental schools, if you want to call them that. That's how they were originally designed, to have a different focus in a particular school district. You have the right to go to any charter school that is in your area, to your area meaning it's in your county or it's in an adjacent county, as long as there is space. The public school traditional schools are what's in your neighborhood. That's where you go. And there are some selection options in some places of being able to get out of your neighborhood, but it's pretty limited in California. Now, where does a homeschool fit into that? And the answer is it doesn't. What happens in California is parents will fill out what is called a private school affidavit, usually in the fall, and it says you are going to be your own school, your own private school. I did that for several years. My wife and I homeschooled our kids, and so we became the private school that was called Solid Rock Christian Academy. And we had four kids, and that was it. Was it really a legit school? Well, on paper, it served the purpose. Did we run our school well? Yes, we did. I also had the advantage of being a credentialed teacher, so we didn't have to worry about that. In California, if you are a credentialed teacher, if you are a private school, or if you are a studio teacher, all of those qualify for you being able to homeschool your kids. And so there is a corporation called HSLDA, Homeschool Legal Defense Association, which has all the rules about what goes on in what states, how you can do your homeschooling. That's where you want to go to find specific to you. Even to California, they keep it updated. And so you want to check the latest on the HSLDA website. Anyway, so homeschooling. So let's talk about homeschooling a little bit. There is one other category that I talked about, and that is people that just decide not to fill out a homeschool affidavit. And that works okay. Generally speaking, people don't care if you homeschool. Where people care is where it costs them money or where kids are being abused. The only time I've seen issues with homeschooling legally is sometimes you have students who are neglected and the state will come in. They'll find that the parents are being horrible parents and they're not teaching their kids. There is compulsory education in California. You should be teaching your kids if you have kids. But in severe cases, they will use this as an additional lever towards criminal cases towards the parents, either to incarcerate them or to potentially take the kids away. It's another evidence piece. The other time I've seen it happen is when you have a divorce where you have a mother and a father and one of them wants to continue homeschooling and the other one doesn't. And they'll go to court and they'll say, look, my kid's not in school. Well, yes, they are. They have a homeschool affidavit. And the judge will say, well, what does that mean? And the parent will be somewhat hard pressed unless you're keeping really, really good records of what is actually going on in school to be able to justify to a judge to not force the student back into the traditional public school. So those are really the exceptions, fairly rare. Otherwise, people don't care if you homeschool. If your students are doing well, great. Now, let's go to why people homeschool. Got a couple of minutes, want to talk about that a little bit. Just as I said, there are different kinds of charter schools. There are different kinds of homeschoolers. There are homeschool families that want to focus on education. They really want their kids to have a superior experience than the kids in the regular public school. You'll see behind me these little banners that go here. These are some of the schools, and my whole wall is full of them. I have four children. Three of my daughters went to college, and between the three of them, they did 22 years of college. They excelled tremendously, and I didn't pay anything. I paid $5,000 total in tuition. They scholarshiped their way all the way through. And we've got a PhD, two master's degrees, and five bachelor's degrees between the three of them. And they all paid their way through with virtually no student debt and did very, very well. All went overseas and did terrific. Our goal was to make sure our kids were very highly educated because we thought that would give them the best options in life. Second option that I've seen was my kids' best friends. Some of them did not have that goal. They ended up, after high school, going to the local junior college. Some took classes online, ended up getting a bachelor's degree from the local university, local state school. Many didn't get university degrees at all. They just went to work. They're the nicest kids. And many, many times I'd look around and I'd say to, you know, boy, I'd let that kid date my daughter. He's a nice boy, you know, kind of thing. Homeschooling is great. You don't have to all have the same goal. How you teach your kid will be based on what your goals are, what your students' goals are, what their capacity is, what your options are in the local neighborhood. Those are all fine. We sometimes overrate going to college. And I ran a college prep school. I think 20% of our kids should be going to university. And 80% shouldn't. And that's really the reality of what the jobs are out there. Out of every 10 jobs, 7 of them do not require a college degree, and maybe 2 require a bachelor's degree, and 1 requires more advanced degree. And that has not changed in almost 60 years. No matter how much people tell you going to college gets you this, the actual job itself, it's about a 7, a 2, and a 1 when you look out there. So if we say everybody's got to go to college and you force kids, as teenagers especially, through the gauntlet of college prep work when they're not really interested in it, you can be doing them a disservice. And you need to give them options. Spend their high school years doing something that's actually going to pay off for them, both intellectually as well as vocationally, and just making their brains not try and be too bad out of sync with their lives. And we have kids that are, as my dad would say, they're going to be a clerk at Long's drugstore, and the world needs clerks at Long's drugstores. They're going to raise kids. They're going to be pillars in their community. They don't need a super duper in-depth education. I am for an in-depth of education, but people homeschool for a variety of reasons. And I want to leave this first show with one more thing, and that is, what I found over the years is kids would come to our school, our college prep school, in 7th grade. We would see them sometimes jump in 8th grade, and I would have an interview with the parents. Why are you here? And they said, well, they're just flailing in the local junior high. And they're depressed all the time. And I'd have another talk with them a month or two later after being in our school, because our kids came to school 2 days a week. Instead of being in school 5 days a week, they were here for 8 to 10 hours instead of 30 hours. And what I found was inevitably, and there was no exception to this, is a month or two would go by and the parents would come and they'll say, I'm so glad that my student is here. I have my child back. We put people in big giant groups in the public school system And kids will always survive by whatever Darwinian method they can. Some will be smart, some will be good at sports, some will hide, some will withdraw into themselves, some will rebel, some will try and be the class clown. Everybody has to survive when they're in a big group, but what they can't do is be themselves. And if you surround a child who is in their formative years, especially adolescence, with people and say, you have to conform to this group, it's Darwinian, and it is, I think, evil. It's never happened in the history of mankind, but it is an outlet and a consequence of our industrial society educational model. And so by pulling your students out of that system, you can get your kids back. It takes work. Homeschooling's not easy, but give it a shot if you can. I'll be talking a little bit more about charter schools, charter homeschools, as well as other things this week. This is the end of the first episode. I hope to see you back soon for next time. Until then, have a great day.